Imagine walking into a classroom where teenagers openly discuss sexuality without embarrassment or shame. This is Al Vernacchio's revolutionary approach to sex education. Rather than relying on fear tactics or clinical diagrams, he creates a respectful community where students explore sexuality as a philosophy, not just an act. His groundbreaking work rejects the traditional danger and abstinence model that has failed generations of young people. Instead, he offers something radical, a positive, inclusive framework that prepares teenagers for healthy sexual relationships in an increasingly complex world. What makes this approach so powerful? It acknowledges that our collective discomfort with sexuality has created a vacuum where media, pornography, and peer pressure have become young people's primary sex educators. Think about how deeply the baseball metaphor for sex has penetrated American culture. Getting to first base, scoring, striking out, these terms instantly communicate sexual progression to most teenagers. But this metaphor portrays sex as competition rather than collaboration, casts boys as aggressors while girls serve as defensive gatekeepers, establishes a rigid progression, and is inherently heterosexist. Enter the pizza model, a brilliant alternative that transforms how we conceptualize sexual activity. Unlike baseball with its rigid rules, pizza is something you choose when you're in the mood. It involves communication about desires and preferences, requires mutual consent, focuses on shared satisfaction, and allows for different preferences each time. This simple shift in metaphor changes the conversation from "how far did you get?" to "what did you enjoy together?" a profound reframing that centers pleasure, communication, and consent. What scares parents more than discussing sex? Discussing values. Yet values, our deepest rules guiding decisions, are precisely what young people need most. Every choice reflects values. Nothing is truly value neutral. Our orientation towards sexuality typically leans positive or negative. Some view sexuality as dangerous or dirty, while others see it as a good gift, enabling authentic connection. A positive orientation doesn't mean anything goes. Those valuing sexuality as a force for good often maintain stringent guidelines. Multiple languages of sexuality exist for different contexts. Slang works among peers, but fails when parents use it with teens. Children should learn proper terms for all body parts. Knowing elbow alongside penis or vulva prevents shame and confusion. The most effective conversations arise naturally from everyday moments. News stories, songs, advertisements, or social media provide perfect openings. Rather than having one 100-minute talk, aim for 100 one-minute talks that build understanding over time, helping young people develop their own defendable values through guidance rather than simple moralizing. When Vernacchio asks students to identify their genitals, boys confidently claim they could recognize their penises, while most girls admit they've never seen their vulvas. This highlights how society treats male and female bodies differently. Penises are more public, while vulvas remain stigmatized. Sex is biological, while gender is shaped by cultural forces, constructed rules a society assigns based on birth-assigned sex. Gender identity typically solidifies by age 3 or 4 through biology, social interactions, and self-creation. Most people are cisgender. Gender identity matches birth-assigned sex, while transgender people have gender identity that doesn't align with their birth-assigned sex. Gender expression, how we show gender through clothing, hairstyle, and behavior, allows authentic self-presentation, though many hide their true selves fearing rejection. Societies with strict gender scripts experience more sexual assault, child abuse, and discrimination. Girls typically have more flexibility in gender expression than heterosexual boys, who often fear being perceived as gay. Today's young people embrace fluid identity labels beyond the traditional binary. When a young person shares their gender identity, respond with gratitude for their trust, ask for clarification if needed, and avoid interrogation. Exploring different labels represents normal developmental work toward authenticity, discovering who we truly are beneath social expectations. Questioning what causes homosexuality but not heterosexuality reveals our bias that only non-heterosexual orientations need explanation. sexual orientation, who we're attracted to, differs from gender, who we are. Coming out isn't a single event, but a lifelong process with each new encounter. Every casual mention of a spouse is actually a coming out experience. Sexual orientation prejudice manifests through verbal, physical, emotional, or social attacks, driving school bullying and causing thousands of deaths yearly. Combating this requires honest conversations, inclusive language, rejecting harmful jokes, and speaking against discrimination. Personal connections with LGBTQ+ individuals most effectively reduce prejudice by humanizing the abstract. Our perceived appearance matters more than our actual appearance. Poor body image is epidemic, with over half of teenage girls and nearly a third of teenage boys using unhealthy weight control behaviors. Media and consumer culture profit from these insecurities by promoting impossible standards through manipulated images. Improving body image means changing our thinking, not our bodies. Good body image correlates with increased sexual pleasure because satisfying experiences require being present in one's body. When considering readiness for sex, teens need to think beyond themselves. Discussing sex openly with partners, caring about their pleasure, and considering consequences for both people. Today's youth navigate relationships primarily through digital channels, often maintaining multiple conversations across platforms while completing schoolwork. They frequently choose text-based communication for important discussions while reserving voice calls for lighter topics, a pattern that may impact interpersonal development. Online interactions allow for carefully managed self-presentation, which can create challenges when transitioning to face-to-face relationships. Digital image and message sharing has become increasingly common among adolescents, with research indicating that a significant percentage engage in exchanging personal content. The digital nature of these exchanges magnifies potential consequences. Content can be distributed far more widely than traditional physical materials. Young people now have unprecedented access to mature online content, with certain websites receiving more traffic than major streaming and social media platforms combined. This early exposure can shape problematic attitudes about relationships, gender dynamics, and intimate interactions. It's crucial to differentiate between inappropriate content and legitimate health education materials. Adolescents need access to age-appropriate, factual resources about human development, relationships, and physical health to support their natural learning process. The focus should be on promoting healthy digital citizenship, understanding consent and boundaries, and developing authentic communication skills both online and in person. The solution to sexual violence is simple: understanding and practicing consent. Every instance of sexual violence begins as a consent violation. Consent applies to interactions involving another person's body, property, or reputation. We practice it constantly, but often unconsciously. Honesty is essential for valid consent. Many people say yes when they mean no to avoid hurting feelings, showing how power dynamics can compromise consent. Proper consent must be affirmative, enthusiastic, honest, revocable, and situation-specific. Healthy relationships require equitable power dynamics, maintained individuality, honest communication of both positive and negative feelings, and reliable commitment patterns. The ideal relationship combines best friend qualities with sexual desire, allowing partners to be authentic rather than perfect. Teen relationships are very real to young people, even when adults dismiss them. Acknowledging breakup grief validates teens' feelings. Students in sexuality education transform from nervous to confident in their values, ultimately learning it's okay to be confused, complicated, scared, to make mistakes. It will all be okay, and it is most definitely okay to be you.